أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the 14th day of the blessed month of Ramadan. And as we continue in our series of living the Quran through the living Quran, our topic today that we want to delve into very briefly is on peace of mind. Now, we live in an era where we definitely do not have peace of mind. You know, we are hyper-connected. We are always online, whether it be our smartphones, our tablets, our laptops, even the fact that today in the 21st century, our refrigerators are online and connected. Maybe we have smart homes where our home is online. We can monitor, anything that happens in and around our house. And although these things may be there to give us ease and comfort and tranquility, but at the same time, we realize that they sometimes cause us more stress and distress. Before we go into the topic, let us look at the verse and have a listen to the beautiful verse of the Quran, and then come back and have a quick glimpse of what the religious response and what is the answer to gain peace of mind in this world.
الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Those who believe and whose hearts find peace in the remembrance of Allah. Look, it is in the remembrance of Allah alone that the hearts really find peace. This verse of the Quran is often quoted and maybe often misunderstood as well. The verse tells us that those people who engage in the remembrance of God, that their hearts will become at ease, at rest, at peace and tranquility. But sometimes people say to us, they say, you know, I am busy praying, I have my prayer beads out, I do the remembrance of Allah, the dhikr of God, and I still don't find that peace of mind. I'm still in a state of anxiety, depression, stress, difficulties at work, problems in my family. I can't focus when I pray. Why does this happen? If God tells me that in the remembrance of God is where we will, our hearts will find peace, why do I see that I don't find that level of tranquility? One of the answers, and obviously there are many angles that we could look at this verse from in this topic, but again, we want to be very brief and concise. But one of the answers we have is that we should not think of dhikr of Allah. We should not think or presume that the dhikr of God, the remembrance of God, is only at a certain time of the day, or only in a specific position, for example, on the prayer mat, at the time of prayer, or with the prayer beads in hand. What we have to appreciate is that the dhikr of Allah, as we see in this verse, and as the traditions of the Prophet and his family have spoken about numerous times, is that we are told that dhikr of Allah is not necessarily Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah. These are forms of a method of remembering God. But really the true remembrance of God is when we realize that each and every moment of our life we are in the kingdom of God. That God is ever witness over our actions, that the Prophet of Islam is a witness over our day-to-day deeds, and that his 12 legitimate successors are witness over our actions. This is really the true mention and meaning of the dhikr of God, the remembrance of God, is that we realize him to be ever present within our lives. You know, I'm not discounting the fact that to pray brings peace of mind and brings peace of, you know, a focus to the mind and the heart. That's no doubt about that. But that's not the purpose of the prayers. No doubt taking the prayer beads and, you know, performing the tasbih, the dhikr that Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, was taught by her father, where we say Allahu Akbar 34 times, where we say Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Subhanallah 33 times. No doubt this brings peace to the mind and to the heart. There's no doubt that recitations of the supplications like the Dua of Kumail, Dua of Nudba, the Dua of Arafat of Sayyidul Shuhada, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. There's no doubt that all of these can help us in calming ourselves down and bringing about peace and tranquility. But more than that, because these are limited to, you know, that time that we recite them, we have to realize that we should always be in a state of remembrance of God. Again, not verbally, but all actively remembering that we are always in the presence of God, and that our actions, our speech, and even our thoughts are being taken into account. And if we get to that stage where our entire presence knows that God is ever witness, where we, as the scholars of mysticism say, annihilate ourselves in the presence of Allah, and realize that there is nothing except for Allah in the true, He is a true entity that is living, and we are all subsisting because of the life He has given us. When we realize that He is the only one, then we will hopefully get to that stage of a full remembrance of God, and that we will not let even little things in life get to us. We won't let little challenges dissuade us from the religion. We will focus on the bigger picture, on the greater goal. And so as we continue this month of Ramadan, yes, we continue with our dhikr, with our azkar, with our remembrances of God, reciting the Quran, reading supplications, engaging in the nightly prayers, the salat of every night that are recommended to be recited individually. But also let us remember that we are ever present in God's kingdom, and that in itself, when we realize He is ever witness and He is there for us, that should bring about the true tranquility of the hearts, the true peace and comfort that we are all seeking in a world so full of noise and clutter and congestion. We need to go back to the basics and go back and reflect and to realize that Allah, God, is the only true life that exists. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.